Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the episode of David HaMelech being Mekabel Lashon Hara and Mephibosheth because they were Dvarim HaNikarim. And we spoke about how, in general, David wouldn't have been Mekabel. He shouldn't be Mekabel. But here, because it was Nogea to Malchus based David, which is a huge cosmic deal, David felt compelled to be mekabel the lashon hara because of the Dvarim Nikarim. And we said the two shitas. The shitas shel is to look at the here and now and see if it's morally upright and the moral rectitude and correctness. And David HaMelech's shita was to look not only at the present but also at the future, because Malchus Beis David is the Malchus HaNetzach. So we move further. Alkein hayta malchut beit David biyesoda davka lenevuah. This is all from Torah Smarna Rav Zatzal. And therefore Malchus Beis David was fundamentally clinging, connected to nevuah. Ve'oseh kol ma'aseh al pi atzat Hashem hanisgava. And does all of its deeds based on the very sublime counsel of Hashem, as opposed to Shaul, who didn't follow Dvar Hashem and didn't completely wipe out Amalek, and therefore he lost his Malchus. He didn't follow what Hashem commanded. It says in the Torah, Rashi says, "Labilti sermon amitzvah aminu small," and you were sermon amitzvah. And that was the great mile of David, that his heart was complete with Hashem. So sometimes the hove, the present, doesn't look like what you're doing is more like we spoke about in the previous year. It's just a little chazara. If oivai v'asige and b'losh v'klos and completely wipe out the enemy, together with some nafshi le'elokim le'kelchaim os abe rop and elokim, this huge tshuka ruchnis. So people don't understand how they go together. So a person has kotzer ruach, he can't understand the whole all the mahalchim of history and how things develop. And that's what David does. David sees the bigger picture. Mephibosheth was in his heart given over to the path of Malchus Shaul, in his chinuch, in his hashkafa, in his avan of the world. And here he is revealed as the son of Shaul. When David comes back to Yerushalayim, it says in the pasuk, Mephibosheth ben Shaul, Yarod Likras HaMelech. The pasuk calls him ben Shaul, even though he's ben Yehonasan, Shaul's grandson, because he followed the shita of Shaul. He was mamshich darkoi shel Shaul. Omnam afal pi shelo yachov ulai gam kein lo chashav lotzia lapol machshavot politiot, avod dayot limudiot keile hem gam kein mizikot harbe meod v'rayonot keile afal pi mishurim b'seiter levi inam etgalim. So David wasn't worried necessarily politically about Mephibosheth, but it's about his ashkaf, about his ideas. And therefore David wanted to show that I don't like your shitas, and therefore he passed in B'gzeres HaMalchus. You have to split up the field with tziva, showing his fundamental objection to the shita of Shaul. Mephibosheth itpa'er, shu amar matai tavo shalom. Mephibosheth said, when is peace going to come? When are you going to come? Matai tavo b'shalom. When are you going to come back in peace? So it looks like what Mephibosheth is saying is super geschmack. When are you going to come back in peace? Lo helal dal sfatav dato apnimit b'yachas ha-ma'aseh. Even though he was against the shitat mamlachtiyut of David, and he justified in his heart the rebellion against David, but he didn't speak about it. V'omnam kemalach elokim ha-melech is la'askil However, the king was like an angel of God to understand, like to understand hidden things. He understand David was kolet what was going on inside of Mephibosheth's heart. Aval hu hirba ledaber gvoah. He was speaking high. David understood what was in his heart, and then all of a sudden it came out. David understood what he really meant. What did he really mean? He really meant that yes, Tainas on Hashem. אני אמרתי מתי תבוא בשלום ואתה עושה לי כך לא עליך יש לי תרומת אלא על מי שהביאך בשלום. I don't have tainas on you, I have tainas on the one who brought you in peace. His tainas on Hashem. So his true thoughts are now coming out, but his tainas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and David understood that, and therefore David was accepting of the Lashon Hara. כי אמנם במקום שאדם רוצה ללך ומליכים אותו בקל וחומר באומה שלמה. חשב דוד שדוד עשה את המסילה לרמוס את מוסר ההווה בפני השקפת השקפות של מרחק לפעמים. So Mephibosheth thought that David was trampling on the Musar of the present because of Ashkafos of the future. But that's really the Eitz of Hashem. ותדבר על בית עבדך מרחוק. הוכנו אמנם הכוחות. הוכנו אמנם הכוחות של סדר אלוקי כך להתקבל באומה. אבל הוא אומר שאפשר לכונן סתרים שעל פי מתנהג סדר כללי באופן אחר. והמשטר אלוקי יושפע אז בדרכים אחרים. באופן שיהיה השיקוף נובע ממעמד ההווה לעתיד, אבל הוא לא הכין לב, כי מלכות בית דוד לא ממלכת שעי, כי ממלכת עולמים. So the Rav here quotes a pasuk from Shmuel that says that David HaMelech says that you speak to the house of your servant למרחוק. In other words, the tafkid of Malchus based David is to see afar. And Mephibosheth's machlokas was that he didn't view it that way. Mephibosheth felt that we look from the present to the future. It has to start here. Mephibosheth didn't want to go any place that doesn't seem at the moment to be the correct behavior. In other words, from the Ma'amad Ha'oveh, from the present, which is correct, which is moral, is upright, we're going to get to the future. But hulo echin lev, David's shita was different. David went from the future to the present. David looked at the present from the perspective of the future. He didn't look at the future from the perspective of the present. It wasn't that the present was going to be matzmiach, the future was going to generate the future, but rather the future, looking at the future, he's going to act in the present. אבל הוא לא הכין לב, כי מלכות בית דוד לא ממלכת שעי. Mephibosheth didn't understand that Malchus based David isn't a contemporary, isn't a temporary ממלכה, כי ממלכת עולמים, ששינוי הזמנים והדורות לא ישלטו עליה, ודוד עבדי נשיא להם לעולם. The Malchus of David is forever, and the changing of time and generations are not going to have power over it. And Pasuk says, and David my servant is a leader forever. And the Ummah has koach with the hadrach of Torah Nevuah to bring out this gevura. Al ken advarim devrei Mephibosheth hem mamash nogim ki tarome tarmot l'klapei mala. Advarim shel Mephibosheth express a shita that wants to be miyaseh, that wants to establish the derech of the nation and the malchus in a contrast to the chefetz of Hashem. Hashem wants it to be the Fiyashit of David, to look at the present through the perspective of eternity, and not look at eternity through the perspective of the present. And that's what Mephibosheth was arguing with, and that's why the Gemara says that he had Taramas on Hashem. Uve'erech kolel kazeh anogeh lesedrei Oma de'ad. In a makom lomar sheish kan kabbalat lashon hara. So this wasn't about something personal, that David HaMelech was accepting, oh, he's against me and I'm accepting Lashon Hara, Chas V'Shalom. Kim chadira amuka letochen halev be'emet v'tzedek b'shvil la'atztik tzedek olamim v'letmoch kisei David u'mamlechto be'emet u'v'tzdaka me'ata ve'ad olam kenat Hashem tzvakot ha'aseh zot. So it's all about penetrating to the depths of the content of the heart of truth and righteousness, in order to justify with eternal justification and to support the throne of David and his kingship forever in truth and with justice from now until forever, the zealotry of Hashem Tzvakos will do this. So in other words, in simple English, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking with David that the Mahalach of Machos based David is an eternal one and not to look at the present. And Mephibosheth had a different Mahalach. Rosenhach was that of Shaul, who didn't want to kill all of Amalek, it didn't seem moral at the time. And David doesn't look at that, David looks at the bigger picture. And in the bigger picture, sometimes things are necessary in the present for the sake of the future. So that's the story of the Dvar of Nikarim of David HaMelech, that he believed the Dvar of Nikarim, but again, not for his own personal benefit, but because of the, in order to establish Malchus based David. Okay, we have obviously a lot more to learn. So please stay tuned. This is Nifla Me'od. Nifla Me'od, Divrei Harav, in Divrei Ruach HaKodesh. And it's a schus to learn with you. Thank you so much for listening. So please stay tuned. We have tons more to do. Siyata D'Shmaya B'Li Neder. Thanks for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.